into the unknown void that has no end. Swept along the old.
That was strange, eh? Love me. Something's going on here. Special guest. I need a special guest in the house. Yes. It's the top of the hour, 10 o'clock, everybody. And we're having our special guest in today. This is, in fact, take a seat. Yes, yes. So, welcome, Elizabeth. How are you today?
How do you think I am?
That's a very good question.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So you recently recorded a blue light bulb. How did that go for you?
Well, I mean, did you listen to the track?
Yeah,
I think we know how it went. You know what I'm saying?
It was total silence. I assume that the light bulb was on.
The blue light bulb?
Yeah.
Oh, it was on. You couldn't hear it? Blue is a color of sound waves. And if you look at blue, it is the fastest moving wave that can be achieved. So sometimes it's not necessarily audible to the human ear.
I see. So this is the same system and theory behind the use of symbols and hieroglyphs for disconnection and reconnection in magical ritual. Is that true?
Will you tell me? Do you feel like you had a connection to the ritual? I mean, whether or not you'd know you did.
So we were just listening to that track, Blue Light Bulb, and it was, in fact, total silence. I thought that there was something wrong, but do you want to listen to it again?
Yeah, I think that everyone should enjoy it now that we know what it's called and what All you're right. saying you don't hear.
That's beautiful.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
I often compare it to the sound of a tree falling in the woods if no one can hear it. It's what I kind of aspire my life towards.
Somewhere in the atmosphere, far away from here, beyond realms of white dimension, guided by suppressed intentions. Yes, I know exactly how you feel.
Yeah, what made you select that song in particular? Was it calling to you?
Song? This is your only album. I invited you in here because
I like... Is there more than one track?
I like your haircut.
Why, thank you. It's good to know you're basing it off substance, not vanity.
So, yeah, that was track one. I think everybody would really like to hear track two.
Where did you obtain my album, if you don't mind me asking?
Amoeba.
Oh.
It was in the used section.
I'm always happy to find things are being reused and recycled.
Mm-hmm.
It's a more natural way of... Oh my goodness. You have psychic TV here?
No, that's yours.
I didn't realize.
Oh, yes. The fact of the matter is that this chain of events was inevitable.
Where are you?
Well, Woody was there.
Woody?
The Weavers and many others. Then on Thanksgiving, 1965, the scene of sordid chapter in the annals of injustice took place.
This is true. Mm. You want to elaborate and let people know what these injustices were?
Is that still your poetry?
No.
No? Oh, you're just making this up now?
I'm asking you.
Oh.
What are the injustices?
You really are asking me.
I am. There's no one else here.
If you know what the injustices are, you give me a call here at the studio. 415-341-1199.
Yes, enlighten all of us with the blue noise of the light bulb.
Coming at you with track three.
What is it titled? Where is the... Oh, is this it? I'm so unfamiliar with my own material.
I suspect that it is the interest of those who would morally and socially control our behavior that is this schism is made between a conscious and unconscious mind.
Huh. A schism. Such a fun word. Do you schism?
Yes, Elizabeth. Do you?
I'm intrigued by the thought and idea of schisming, but I have never actually done it myself. Is it playing? I don't have headphones on.
No. Oh. That was track 3.
Is it you and me now?
Yeah. It's just exciting. You and I.
Well, I appreciate you giving me this opportunity to come in here today and share my talents with the world.
Absolutely.
Especially on this lovely rainy day in San Francisco.
Well, thanks for coming in. See you later.
Thanks. Yeah. Bye.
Our next special guest, coming at us all the way from Hollywood, going by Guitar Pick and Office Boy. This is Lee Hayes. How's it going, Lee?
It's going, man. How's it going with you?
Well, it's going really good here at Pirate Cat Radio. You do know where you are. I noticed that you haven't taken off your sunglasses since you entered the studio.
Yeah, man, it's how I roll. The life is too bright. Sometimes you gotta dim it down.
Life.
It can get a little crazy. Yeah, living in the spotlight, you know what I'm saying?
Life is a little crazy.
This is just the way I like it.
It may not be the most monumental thing that you're gonna hear all day, but
Oh, what's that supposed to mean, man? I don't understand what you're saying about monumental. What does monumental? What does monumental mean? Sorry, I got. It's not really a hiccup. It's like an inverted. I don't know how to explain.
No, it's okay. It looks just looks really funny when you do it. So, Guitar Pick and Office Boy, how's Hollywood treating you? I hear that you've got a lot of shows coming up, lined up in the underground goth scene. Isn't that right?
Yep. It's part of the sunglasses, you know. There's a big Twilight following down
so
there.
So the name Underground Office Boy lends itself to a sort of submissive image. I mean, I just imagine you like... I know the kind of clubs that you perform at. Okay, I've been there.
Oh, yeah. You like the scene. Little blood, little smoke, little sacrifice.
Well, I've been there.
Mm.
And Guitar Pick and Office Boy... What's your next show going to be like?
It's really more of an experience. I can't really describe it to you. It's a life-changing moment in your life, and you won't be the same afterwards. It's like getting a tribal tattoo.
How much like it?
Only not like the tribes. More like... branding of your soul with dark clouds of ecstasy.
I would love to hear more. I would love to hear more. This is beautiful poetry to my ears. Please.
Look, man, all I can tell you is you have to come to experience this event. I wouldn't necessarily call it a cult. I wouldn't necessarily say that it's a satanic ritual that goes on, but it's definitely dealing with the darker arts in a upbeat fashion. It's mainstream. It's the Britney Spears of goth.
So thanks for bringing in one of your records. I think that we've appropriately set the mood, and we're all in that dark, satanic, hanging from our feet.
Mildew,
and dildos all around us. And blood.
That's the title of my next album. Mildew and dildos.
Well, we're going to play the track that you recommended, track 4 off of your latest album.
Let's get it going. We'll be right back.
Wow.
Wow.
So you recorded that. I'm looking here at the album. You recorded that in a full sub leather outfit and gagged at the mouth.
That's correct.
Yeah. Mm. It looks like there are two very...
I have a very large jaw.
Very large men behind you, standing there, waiting. The room is black.
Does that intimidate you?
There's a table and a spotlight on the table. What is this? What's going on here? I mean, what my question is, what inspired that beautiful music to take place? What could have possibly gone down in this dark, horrific setting that could change, that could bring about such fluidity into that? I mean, there was...
Well, did you like the song? You liked it, right?
It spoke to you.
It made you want to play it today.
Almost made me cry. I was breaking down.
And I think when you look at that image, you kind of feel the same way. You want to cry a little bit. Yeah. It breaks you down. And what I had to go through to get that image, I cried a little bit. It was a little painful. But you can't really hear it through the gag ball in my mouth. Made me stronger.
Right. So who'd you have singing for you? Is that you?
No, that was actually my grandma. Jemima.
Wow.
Were you impressed?
Yeah.
She's been dead for 5 years.
You're very manipulative, aren't you? That woman had to have dementia or something to be able to sing that. I mean, she went straight back 20 years. You're like, yes, I'm taking you to the taxi now.
Yeah, that's right. She had no idea.
Yeah.
She's in a better place, I think, now. I carry a vial of her ashes in my underpants. It's like...
Well, on that note, thanks for coming in, Lee, guitar picking office boy. I see that you've started done zipping your pants, so please, please leave now.
I'm getting out of here.
Thank you. Oh my goodness, that was crazy. The people here in San Francisco are very, very interesting. You know, you just run into them on the street. Well, one time I was walking down the street, and I was walking down Clarion Alley, actually. You know Clarion Alley? Clarion Alley, with all the it's a very long alley with all the graffiti. Beautiful to walk down. Just place, you know, sit and have lunch. And there's this one mural of this guy, and he's got birds all around him, and it's like a giant painting, and he's feeding the pigeons. It's like beautiful. He's feeding the pigeons. He's homeless, but he's feeding all the pigeons. And so I'm walking down Clarion Alley, and I see that, and then I get to the end of the alley, and I turn the corner, and I'm walking down the street, and there's the dude. He's sitting there on the street, like exactly the same as in the picture. So this whole homeless guy with the hair and the hat sitting there on his butt with his feet out, and he's feeding the pigeons. And I walked past him, and I came back because it was so interesting, and I walked up and I said, "Hey, man." And he looked at me. And I was like, "Hey, aren't you that guy from the mural around the corner on Clarion Alley?" And he just stares at me, and I'm like, "You know, the one with all the birds?" He's got birds all around him. He looks at me, he's like, "Oh yeah, birds. Birds." I'm like, "What's your name?" He looks at me, and he gets this look in his eyes, and he starts to nod. And then he reaches in his pocket, and he pulls out a sheet of paper and a pen. And he's looking at me, and he looks down, he starts to write, and then he looks up. He looks down, he keeps writing. Looks up again at me. Keeps writing while he's looking at me. Looks down again. Puts a little period on the paper. And then puts the notepad and the pen back in his pocket. And just stares at me. I'm like, "Oh yeah, birds. Birds." Birds. Have you ever seen time-lapse of... Time-lapse? Animation.
Time-lapse photography sort of styles? I love those. So you watch like a flower blossom, sun setting over the course of 30 seconds, cars driving in traffic.
Is that while you were a Union Pacific driver, or was that
time
previous
lapse?
To that? Previous to that.
Can you clarify the question? I'm confused. What are you asking me? I have to go get some coffee.
Okay.
I will be back.
Now and then you turn me on. Now and then and when I don't feel blue. Maybe I could tell you now that I really love you. Please do understand that you are there.
outfit six turned out to be nine. Oh, don't mind. If all the hippies cut off all the hair, I don't care. I don't care. Because I got my world to live through, and I ain't gonna copy. Drop and die. I'm going to wave my free flag high.
Thank you. in my tree. I mean, it must be high or low. That easy catch, you know, tune in, but it's all right. That is, I think it's not too bad. Let me take you down. Sometimes think it's me, but you know I know, and it's a dream. I think I know, I mean, oh yes, but it's all wrong. That is, I think I disagree. Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going.
Want to visit a haunted house? I think I have one that should suit you. That is, if you dare follow me. You will? Fine. Shall we go, then? Ah, here we are at the door. Happy haunting.
Thank you.
Watch out. Don't turn around. There may be something behind you.
Collage is a national movement of children, youth, and adults with lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and/or queer parents. They build community and work for social justice through leadership development, youth empowerment, education, and advocacy. For more information, go to collage.org. That's collage.org. This public service announcement is brought to you by your friends at Carrot Cat Radio in San Francisco.
Thank you. Thank you. LBJ has said that you are a great friend and a fine politician.
He isn't going to get away with that with me.
You've reached a point in your career where you might stop and take stock. Exactly what have you spent most of your political life trying to discover? What's the horizon looking like? And we're speaking of Eisenhower. How many times have you had on the team? I'll take two. You've been in politics all your life. Now when you wake up in the morning, you look in the mirror, what's the first thing you think? Now there's something to do.
Phone booth on 42nd Street and Madison Avenue. Madison Avenue.
joining me on Pirate Cat Radio today, November 7th, Sunday. It's almost 11, and you've been listening to Welcome to La La Land. Pirate Cat is a non-profit radio station broadcasting online at piratecatradio.com or in the iTunes library in the eclectic section. Stay tuned for Phonographic Funhouse coming up next. This is me signing out, DJ Operator. Your show and mine. Welcome to La La La.
Hey, it's Howard Stone from This Is The Week That Is, and here's what's happening this week at Pirate Cat Radio. On Neographic Funhouse from 11 to 1, we'll have Jones or Quero, and Nocturna from 8 to 10, we'll have Making Movies from Kansas City. Also, the Balkan Vulcan Show from 1 to 3, we'll have Catherine Clan Baked Vanup. And Chase Kitchen will have Casey Turner. This is what's happening this week at Pirate Cat Radio. I'm Howard Stone from This Is The Week That Is, and now here's some local music.
Welcome back to another edition of New Music at Pirate Cat Radio. I'm your music director, Catherine. The first track I have for you is by Cloud Nothings. This is the title track off their new EP called Turning On. The next track I have for you guys is by Rusty. This new album, Sunburst EP, is out on Warp Records, and this track is called Hyperthrust. The last track I have for you is by a new band called My Foolish Heart. They're coming out of Turin, Italy, and they are still unsigned, so any record labels out there, take a listen. This track is called Let Me Down Easy, and it's off their new EP, Sootiness Sonzy Girl. I hope you've enjoyed the new music picks this week at Pirate Cat Radio. Be sure to tune in again next week.
Come to the window. To the morning, that's the way you want it to be. Is me out so slow? I wish I knew how to go.